Original 16 gives you the chance to win one of three Calgary Flames fan experiences. Details in the new limited edition 15 packs of Canadian Pale Ale. Original 16, official beer sponsor of the Calgary Flames. Must be of legal drinking age, no purchase necessary.
All right, welcome to it. Flames Postgame Live. It's brought to you by Original 16. Brendan Parker alongside Ryan Dietrich on this Family Day edition of the Calgary Flames. So back-to-back 2 p.m. start times here at the Scotiabank Saddledome. This one, though, ends with the home team and a lot of home fans, especially the kids, leaving happy here this afternoon after a resounding victory, 6-3 over the Winnipeg Jets. We'll have a couple of live guests, or at least a live guest, join us here in a moment. But let's first get to some initial takes on and an afternoon game that has a much different result than it did on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. For me, Brendan, this goes back to the first period. You get the quick start that you needed after a performance like we saw on Saturday with Oliver Shillington scoring what was, you have to imagine, a pretty emotional goal, and that gets the building into it, and hopefully the bench as well. But then Sean Monahan rattles off three straight. Yeah. And there was an interesting moment there. Camera pans left to right on the bench, and we're sitting here wondering, what's the response going to be like? Because this is a team that's had a couple of tough outings here at home. It was really going to test their character. And I think Jonathan Huberto said it best with you in the second intermission. That's exactly what they did. They bounced off the mat, got some timely goal scoring, some of their best players, and really spread throughout the lineup, contributed offensively, and held some of Winnipeg's top guns off it as well, which is probably the most impressive thing given the run they're on. But overall, a very complete effort. Maybe the penalty kill could have stepped up a little bit in that first period to prevent that hole that they ultimately dug themselves into, but they climbed out of it. They played well, and they're full marks for this victory today.
Yeah, and then bounce back did the penalty kill late in the third period too. Let's go through the goals here. Yeah. while we await. I believe Dryden Hunt will join us here live as well. Got promoted up into a more prominent role in the course of this hockey game and helped create some of that offense in the middle frame. But let's take a look at that first goal. As you described it, it was Oliver Shillington with his first goal since April the 18th of 2022.
And he's the guy that starts the play too. Great recognition to step up and kind of disrupt the play. You see, that's a good puck battle with Gabe Vilardi. But this is the Oliver Shillington that we've come to know over the years. The great speed. And you know what? I love to see it. This is kind of what's been missing from the team's blue line this year. As much offense as they've been able to create from the back end, not a ton of guys that are willing to carry the puck 200 feet north. And that's what we saw there.
Unassisted and all Oliver Shillington, and a big goal for the Flames. But then, as you mentioned, it's the power play that goes to work, and specifically number 23, Sean Monahan, who gets that goal right posted up into the blue paint, and did it a couple of times throughout the course of this game.
He did, and a couple of times over the course of his career as a Flame as well. That's kind of been his office. And you know, a nice little setup. The Jets power play had been struggling lately, but sort of came to life the other night in Vancouver. That's kind of what we saw from them the other night against the Canucks too, just creating a little bit of chaos down low, and Sean Monahan's not going to score many easier than that.
No, and then this is another one where he kind of swoops out and finds himself lost in behind coverage. Monahan buries the second of the game.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. This is, if you see him at the corner of the screen there, he does that so well. He's in the midst of, you know, a massive humanity there, but he kind of, you know, just escapes cover, kind of does a little half loop and comes back in, undetected for the defenders to find him in that situation. Not an easy play for him either to have to corral that bouncing puck, but it's a one little bat shot and it's in the net.
So Monahan's got a pair, and he would finish off what was the power play 2-for-2 in that first period. And once again, it looks carbon copy right on top of the blue paint. That's the hat trick.
Absolutely, and that's the Sean Monahan we've come to know, as we described earlier. But good puck movement from the Jets, not totally crisp, but the Flames really never were able to get organized. You said the box never fully developed there. Sean Monahan, the bumper position between the hash marks, he's got that lethal release, and not a lot Jacob Markstrom could do in a situation like that.
But maybe the biggest goal of this hockey game comes while it's a 3-1 game at this point. It's the response more so from the Calgary Flames, and as you'd expect, Michael Backlund, Blake Coleman, and Andrew Mangiapane, and it's Coleman that gets this 22nd.
Coleman being around the net, the goal scoring hasn't come easy for him of late. He starts this play with the chip, and then, as you said, the forecheck. Get in there, Coleman goes straight to the net, and you saw from basically from the half board straight to the blue paint, his stick is on the ice, and he's giving Andrew Mangiapane a target. Everybody executing on that one.
So off we go to the second period, and this was a big period for the Flames. They get their power play going and get it to work. Mackenzie Weegar has fired shots on net all season long, and this one is placed perfectly with a little help from Nazem Kadri.
And you'd love to see a little bit more of this from the Flames power play too. Nothing fancy, right? Get it to the point, post up in the center. Nazem Kadri, again, we talked about Blake Coleman giving his teammate a target. That's what Mackenzie Weegar is shooting for there. He's looking for the tip, and that's great execution from Kadri to get his night going.
And then near the end of this period, obviously a tie hockey game at this point. How about Yegor Sharangovich with speed through the neutral zone, and then the setup doesn't quite work initially, but Rasmus Anderson just sort of helps it go to where it was first going in the first place.
And we were sitting here kind of joking about that one. How many would have the temptation to put that straight on goal? And to be honest with you, that'd be a pretty good decision
pretty
from
good
that
look,
spot
yep.
on the ice. But that's great awareness and just high, high skill to spot Huberdeau backdoor.
At that time, Dryden Hunt on that line with Huberdeau and Sharangovich. That's a 4-3 game. Now we skip ahead to the third period, and this one basically puts it away. And how about the patience here from Nazem Kadri to find this seam and the finish by Andrew Mangiapane?
A great job from the forward group, too, to take advantage of a tired Winnipeg group. That's their second power play unit. Kadri kind of taking advantage of the fact that he's got Nikolai Ehlers and Cole Perfetti, maybe not used to defending in those types of situations. So that's one of those opportunities where you create your own seam. Mangiapane with the finish.
And then the empty net to finally put things away. And once again, it's Nazem Kadri that does it as he finds the back of the net. 6-3, the final. Kadri with 3 points on this night. Huberdeau has a couple in there as well. Flames win it, and a big response victory as we welcome in Dryden Hunt to the Flames TV desk as well. And, you know, Dryden maybe just heard the word character a couple of times, and I'm sure that you guys kind of thought the same thing about the response. After giving up three straight in the first period, what did you make of the way your group responded here tonight?
Yeah, I don't think guys were happy with, you know, the past couple games and that beginning of the period there. So pretty cool to see us come back like that. Winnipeg's a good team. They've been rolling. They had a big win against Vancouver the other night. So pretty cool to finish that one off.
Tell us a little bit about your night. Just looking at the stat sheet here, 4 shots, 4 hits, getting that bump up to play on the top line and get some good minutes too. But how did it feel for you?
Yeah, that was fun. You know, it's always nice to get a little bit extra ice time. And then when you get to play with players like Sharangovich and Huberdeau, pretty special. So, you take the opportunity, you try to run with it. Obviously, we got the win tonight. So, Hubie got one there too. So, it was pretty fun to jump up there. And they're great guys to play with, really supportive. So, it was fun.
In some ways, it must be you're just all instincts at that point. It happens middle of the game. Obviously, you're trying to get something going. Coaching staff is too, but just kind of a read and react type situation, play off of each other that way?
Yeah, definitely. Just try not to think too much. Sometimes you put a little bit too much pressure on yourself playing with guys like that. And kind of nice to just jump into it mid-game and didn't know what was happening. So, it's fun to jump up like that and not put too much pressure on yourself and just kind of go from there.
You mentioned the response about the team not being happy about how the last couple of games have gone here at the Dome. How about the response in the first period? Things could have gotten away from this team when it goes to 3-1 there, but it seemed like you guys really found your game. You got a big goal from Blake, too. That probably helps set the table, but what's kind of the vibe on the bench in a situation like that?
Yeah, it could have gone two ways there, for sure. Last couple of games we didn't love, and then with a start like that, you can kind of see it, the snowball building, and it just shows the leadership that we have on the bench. No one panicked, really. We came in after the first, and no one was, we're professional about it, but we're not too worried, and I know that we can bounce back, and hopefully that's they say the TSN turning point in the season. But it was just kind of special to see us bounce back like that in the second period.
Yeah, copyright.
Sportsnet turning point.
Flames TV turning point. We'll go with that
one. Yeah, exactly. Hey, one last one for you. Obviously, start of the season here, you come back. Maybe just the level of the feel comfort-wise as you – obviously it's close. You know a lot of the guys, and a lot of guys have come up since as well. What about the feel, the comfort level coming back into this locker room here in this most recent stint?
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about having both teams in Calgary. And, there's been a lot of guys coming up and down. And then, obviously, I started here this year. So a lot of familiarity with a lot of guys. And like I said before, the guys are so great here. They welcome everybody with open arms. And it was kind of just a seamless transition. You see them throughout the Saddle Dome and stuff like that. So to come in a couple of days ago, it was nice to see everybody.
Yeah. Just want to throw one more at you, too, because the guy who got you started tonight, Oliver Shillington, quite the story to get back here and to score in Oliver Shillington fashion, I think, was appropriate. But what was sort of the celebration?
Yeah,
teammates?
When someone goes through that, you never know how they're feeling and, how their day-to-day is. So for him to come back, after however long it was and to see him persevere like that, he'd been around the Wranglers for a bit, grinded with us. Yep. He came to training camp. Things didn't go how he wanted it to right away. And For him to come out tonight was pretty cool. It was pretty emotional, honestly. It was special.
Good stuff, bud. Appreciate the time. Congrats on the win. Flames TV Turning Point.
Thanks.
Try not joining us here on the Flames TV desk. That's good stuff from him, and obviously good stuff from the Flames tonight. 6-3 winners. Yeah. We'll get into more analysis here as the afternoon rolls along, but let's get into some post-game comments from inside the locker room as well. Who do we have standing by? Let's go to the first star. I think Nazem Kadri had 3 points, including a pair of goals. Let's hear from him now.
So, Naz, what's your assessment of today's game?
Pretty good. I mean, obviously a bit of a adverse start to the game, but you know, we fought back, had a big goal at the end of the first period, and I think we never looked back. So I you know, we were the I thought the better team tonight against a great hockey team.
What was the key to battling back after that 3-1 deficit?
I think just continue to try to be free, not be tight, try to you know, attack, not be timid. I think that's the name of the game. I mean, good teams, you know, apply pressure, and then when they're up, you know, they finish the game off. So that's what we did tonight.
Does that response mean, like, the storyline the past couple of games has been how you maybe didn't respond to the adverse moments? Mm-hmm. So does that response today mean something? It
means a lot. You know, I feel like we've done that several times this year as well. Just, you know, when things start to snowball and stack against us, we're able to kind of just reset and refocus and pull out a big win against a great team. So very proud of the guys. Very characteristic win tonight from everybody.
You talk about just being a catalyst in terms of providing that momentum on a couple goals today, especially that start of the second period to really kind of jumpstart things.
For sure. I mean, I think, you know, you obviously want to make a personal contribution and, you know, get on the score sheet. But, you know, at the end of the day, you got to be able to play that, you know, 200-foot game, and I think that's what I was most proud of, you know, from everyone tonight. A lot of plays started underneath their own goal line and transitioned into goals, so very great, very good to see.
What do you say about Jacob and shutting the door after that first period?
I mean, it would have been easy, you know, to let that slide out of control, but that's not the guy he is. He resets and he refocuses, and he's a competitive. He's one of the most competitive goaltenders I've ever played with. So, you know, I can count on him to reset and shut the door.
After the third speaking, you guys are down 3-1. Monahan has scored 3 goals. Has the puck on the stick, and you know, partial breakaway, and Marshall comes up with that. That feels like it was a really key moment in the game. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously giving up 4 goals in a period would have been you know, pretty tragic. And you know, he's, like I said, you know, it would have been easy for him just to say, hey, I got an off night, reset tomorrow. But he fights, man. He fights, he battles, and we saw that tonight.
After the third goal, do you feel like you guys did a lot of different things, or was it just a matter of staying out of the box and playing your game?
Right. I mean, I think they had a couple power play goals today, which, you know, a couple really nice plays. I mean, you got to tip your cap sometimes. But, you know, for us, I think you know, for 50, 55 minutes, I mean, that was you know, pretty complete game from us besides, you know, a few minutes where they scored a few goals back-to-back. But besides that, very, very good effort.
Is it reassuring? Like, does it matter with everything going on, these last couple losses? Do you guys know the attention in this market that this team has? Just have your backs against the ropes and come back at it and keep punching and get the win. Does it matter to you?
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, I'm not here to lose games. None of us are. You know, I can't stand that aspect of it. But, you know, fact of the matter is that's the name of the game. Someone's got to lose every night. And, you know, you got to try to win more than you lose. But, you know, this is a top hockey team in the NHL in Winnipeg. And we came out. We had a solid effort. And we got the job done.
Can you describe what it meant to every guy in this room, every guy on the bench, to see Oliver Shillington find the back of the net there?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. You know, very happy for him. The guys are happy for him. Rallied around him, and you know, in pretty sick fashion too. You know, going coast to coast like Bobby. So it was nice to see, and you know, I'm very proud of the journey he's had, and you know, to come back and contribute is good to see.
Thank you, guys.
Cue there. We'll first see the night and actually the week of Nazem Kadri, because obviously 3 points in this game, but he's got goals in 3 straight. There you see the one against San Jose. Actually, not three. Not obviously shutout on Saturday, but a couple of big ones and 3 in his last 3 games combined, not 3 straight. But Kadri comes up big and spoke just about the response here today.
You know, Brendan, it's interesting because with Elias Lindholm gone, there was an alternate captain spot available on this team, and Kadri, along with Blake Coleman, maybe a few others, are going to be rotating in that spot here at the Saddledome over the remainder of the regular season, we presume, and rightfully so. Absolutely, yep. And this is a guy that totally deserves it. We're seeing why, right? This is a guy who's been lauded all season for the way that he's helped guys like Martin Pospisil and Connor Zary come along. Over these last three games, I think we're starting to see a guy who's sort of taken that on himself for the entire team, too. The emotional leader. We saw some of the emotion he showed when he scored that goal. This meant a little extra, and you're facing a quality Winnipeg Jets team on the other side, but I think with the way the first two games in this homestand went, there was a lot of pressure on the guys in that room, and especially the leaders, to come out and play one of their better games and set the table and perform well in front of their fans. So much of the talk the other night was about, you know, not living up to that standard that they've created at the Dome, and Kadri's one of those guys that's been able to kind of set the tone for them emotionally, and we saw it again tonight. 3 points, 5 shots to lead all skaters. That's what a leader does.
Let's talk for a moment about Oliver Shillington, the goal that he scores to start this game off. And obviously he was beaming after the goal, and deservedly so. And then maybe an opportunity to hear from his teammates as well, talk about it. But how about the play defensively first, and then the finish, which was outstanding.
Pretty sick fashion, says Nazem Kadri, which I think is an appropriate description for this one. This is just... I mean, everything we've come to know about Oliver Shillington over the last few years is that he's silky smooth. And, you know, for a guy that went so long, I think almost 2 years, April 18th, 2022, since his last goal, I'm not sure what that's about, but that's great to see. I think it speaks to the journey that he's been on. It's just incredible to see. And you know what? This is a guy that's come in. He's played big minutes from the moment he stepped back into the Flames lineup. But I think what was most impressive for him, too, is you kind of have to pull back and get yourself back to, you know, game pace. So we were wondering how long it would be before we'd start to see stuff like that again. It looks like he's back.
Yeah, it was great. And obviously got this thing started out here this afternoon. Let's hear from him now. Here, Oliver Shillington inside the Calgary Flames locker room.
Thank you. I guess.
So what'd you see on that play? The seas parted for you.
I saw ice. So I just tried to take it. Saw ice, try to take it and use what I could with it. And I'm happy to win in.
What was your first thought when it went in?
Just happy emotions, I would say. I thought it was just good that we got a lead, and I was just happy in general.
I know it doesn't matter in the moment, but is it at all, looking back on it, better that it was a nice goal as opposed to something like that?
Goals are goals. I mean, now it maybe turned out to be a little bit nicer than maybe some goals you make, but I'm just happy it went in, and I'm very happy that we won the game.
How do you say you look like Bobby Orr?
That was a nice compliment. I wouldn't say I'm Bobby. It's just Bobby. It's a one of a kind. But I just try to take ice and use what I'm good at, and today it went in.
Were you waiting for that one? Were you thinking about what it was going to feel like when you got your first one and you came back?
I mean, I wasn't thinking about it. I mean, I know that... points and goals and whatever will come, but I just try to focus on what I can control, and that's playing the best of my abilities, and I think I've progressed every game, and I thought I've showed that I can still play, so I just feel good in general.
How'd you feel about your game overall? You had that, I think, a chance in the second period where your stick broke in the slot. It seemed like you were all around it all tonight.
No, I felt good in the games past too. I just try to trust to what I'm good at and just try to apply that every game and help my teammates and just be an energetic player out there and just rely on my abilities.
It seemed like you still had the vertical on the celebration. You got a pretty good jump there.
Yeah, I think I have pretty good jumps. but yeah, I haven't looked at the replay. I'm not sure what I did, but I guess I still have some jumps. So yeah.
What does it say about this team to be able to come back under some pretty adverse conditions?
No, I think it shows a lot. I mean, we've had tough stretches of games in the past year, and we've been down and we haven't showed any character. And I think today we really did. And I know that this group can show character, and we just have to understand that we have to do that for each other to win games, really, and be, you know, be consistent about it, you know.
Oliver, what can you say about Jacob and you know, it being 3-1, he essentially shuts the door the rest of the way. What can you say about his place this afternoon?
I mean, we love Jacob. We love Marky. He's a great goalie. I would say he's top 3 goalie in this league. So, I mean, everyone will have bad bounces sometimes, and we always have his trust, and we know that he can save games for us. So, I mean, I thought he was very good today, and I thought he saved those pucks he should have saved.
You just talked about, you know, showing that you guys can bounce back from adversity and fight back. Do you guys need to show that to yourselves at this point?
I think hockey is a game of being consistent. And if you're not consistent, you're not going to be a winning team over time. So I think we just have to remind ourselves that we have to be consistent to be a winning team. And I think we've shown that in the past, but we haven't been as consistent this year to be a winning team over time. So I think we just have to remind ourselves that we have to work for each other and understand the fundamentals of the game.
Thank you. Original 16 gives you the chance to win one of three Calgary Flames fan experiences. Details in the new limited edition 15 packs of Canadian Pale Ale. Original 16, official beer sponsor of the Calgary Flames. Must be of legal drinking age, no purchase necessary.
All right, welcome back inside the Flames TV Live postgame show. It's brought to you by Original 16, introducing the new Original 16 home game light beer, poured with pride at the Scotiabank Saddledome. Light, smooth, and refreshing. It's the perfect beer to enjoy while cheering on your Calgary Flames. Original 16 home game light, it is available now inside the Scotiabank Saddledome. All right, let's, as we continue to work our way through the end of the postgame show here, hear from some thoughts from the head coach. Ryan Husk is sitting at the podium right now. Let's hear what he thought of tonight's, today's 6-3 victory. Victory over the Winnipeg Jets.
Coach, what does it say about your team that you guys came back from pretty early and a significant deficit?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it can be hard sometimes when you're not having success and it starts getting piled on a little bit. But right from the beginning of the year, this team always has kind of stuck with it. So I think when you look at this game, the save that Jacob made, could have made it 4-1 at that situation, and that's probably game over. And then sticking with it and finding a way to score that goal at kind of the end of the first period. And then from that point, I thought we managed it fairly well. So they have a good power play, and when we needed to, we came up with a really big kill at the end of the game.
Oliver scores his first goal in a long time. How did it feel for you seeing it happen?
Great. I had a smile on my face, for sure. He's gone through a lot, so it's nice to see him come back and do that. And not just that, he's contributing in a lot of different ways. So it's good for him to continue to
see that being like a coast-to-coast, like that, a really, really nice goal as opposed to kind of banking one off a guy.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it'd get the crowd going. People know who scored that goal, too. So I thought there was a lot of noise after that, which was really nice to see.
So much talk this season, rightfully, about the young guys coming in. But I look at this game and I see Blake Coleman, Kadri, Andrapani. Does it feel like a game where you really leaned on your bench?
Those are the nights when you need them to be the best players. I mean, your young guys can give you a little bit of juice from time to time, but when you need to be at your very best, you have to be led by certain people, and those are the guys that have to do it. So Naz was really good tonight. Hubie was good. Michael's line, when we needed them to go, they shifted the game, I felt, for us, and that's what you need.
What's the message you're sending to Kuzmenko by putting down the fourth line?
It's not even really a message. Like, we're trying to find a little bit more rhythm, and the way we started the game with Connor in the middle of the ice just didn't seem for me like it was working. I feel like he's been effective with Naz and Marty, and I guess I just didn't like the way it was shaking out for him more so than anybody. So it's just one of the switches that we kind of felt like we had to make in that area. But it's nothing on him. And who knows what it'll look like the next game.
Do you feel like your guys did anything different after it became 3-1, or was it just sort of a matter of doing what you want them to do and sort of sticking to your game plan?
No, they stuck with it. I mean, as I mentioned, that goal that we were able to score off the forecheck was a big goal. And I think making it 3-2, it brings a little bit of life back because there's a lot of game left. So that was a big moment of the game. And then I thought we just continued to get better as the night went on.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there's some thoughts from the head coach, Ryan Huska, joining us via the podium as we wrap up this 6-3 victory for the Calgary Flames. Snap their losing skid and back in the win column as the homestand nears the end. Thursday, it'll wrap up. A couple days in between games here, obviously. You got the annual poker tournament coming up on Tuesday afternoon, and that's a big one for the Calgary Flames Foundation, as we know. And then looking ahead, you got Boston before a quick road trip up to Edmonton on Saturday as well. So, you know, this is big for the Flames, obviously, given the fact that it snaps the skid, but maybe generate a little bit more of that positive momentum as you look ahead to a couple of really stiff tests up this weekend.
Yeah, you said it. That's kind of a gauntlet for this team. But as we saw here today, There's something about the Calgary Flames and raising their level when they're facing some of the league's best. So yeah. They've already gone into to Boston, as we saw a few weeks ago, played one of their best games of the season, I would say. Now the question is, can they replicate it? Because we heard the players in the locker room talk about what the key is. You put a very good game on the ice here today, fairly complete, I would say. Yeah. But the question is, how do you maintain that, create that consistency that they've been after for so long here? And, you know, I would say did have recently on that road trip. So today was a good start. Let's see what we got on Thursday.
Yeah, no question. Boston will have remembered that game in Boston as well, which was a pretty resounding effort from the Calgary Flames to kick off that road trip, the four-gamer through Eastern United States. Yeah. And now, of course, they'll get them on the home side as well. Boston picking up a victory. I believe it was in a shootout here this afternoon. So they'll come off a victory. They got a little bit more work to do before landing in Calgary, but the Flames will have some time in between games here, and will do so feeling good about themselves after a 6-3 victory here on Family Day, the back-to-back matinees at the Scotiabank Saddledome, and this one a much different result than it was on Saturday, thanks to a big response. Give up 3 straight goals, all to a former Flame in Sean Monahan in that first period, but come back with 5 unanswered goals, including a huge second period. The kids brought the energy, and then the Flames brought it as well, courtesy that 6-3 victory, and now snaps that losing skid, and they can look ahead to Thursday night as they welcome the Boston Bruins in town to close out the homestand. After that, it'll be a trip up to Edmonton and a date with the Oilers on Hockey Night in Canada. Thanks for watching Flames Postgame Live, brought to you by Original 16. We'll see you right back here at the Dome on Thursday night.